Well, you know, I was at the public meeting in the Mount Errigal Hotel last night, and I listened to a number of harrowing stories from families with children who have complex medical needs. And it was absolutely shameful. One of the parents actually had to sell their car, sell clothes, sell gold from their house to literally get treatment for their child. And that's a shameful indictment on our health service today. And we need to give people hope that there can be change. So Sinn Féin's platform is over the 5 years of government to invest in opening beds, recruiting nurses and doctors, getting rid of the recruitment embargo, and starting to turn around our health service and return some decency to it.
But we do know that the health service, there have been issues with that on a national basis for a lot more than 5 years. What makes you think that your party can achieve all this within a five-year term?
Well, on a cross-party basis in the previous Oireachtas, the TDs and senators agreed to what is called Sláintecare, which is basically an Irish national health service. And that means that families who are out working and paying taxes would have a free healthcare system, that people wouldn't have to wait eternities for hospital appointments, and we would have the necessary beds, nurses and doctors and other professionals across the health service to reduce the waiting list, to take the pressure of families who need treatment, who need help, who need respite. So that's the vision that everybody has signed up to. The problem is that some of the political parties have not provided the financial resources to do that. In Sinn Féin, we have. We believe that we can and must do better. We need to get rid of this private-public hybrid health system that's wasting money and invest in our own public health system and turn around the crisis that we've faced. But it will take 5 years of government. It will take dedicated funding throughout that period to take it away from the crisis that we have now to a better place.